It's Edward Goldman with Art Talk on KCRW. This coming weekend, Segerstrom Center for the Arts in Costa Mesa will present the world premiere of the dance performance Isadora, telling the story of the famous American dance revolutionary Isadora Duncan, who 100 years ago rejected the formality of traditional ballet. No more corsets and pointe shoes. She danced barefoot, wearing flowing tunics. She became an international celebrity, and not only because of her dancing, but because of her glamour and beauty, and very colorful and dramatic personal life. When she moved to Russia in 1921, she met and fell in love with the most famous Russian poet at the time, Sergei Yesenin, who was 18 years her junior. They married and traveled to Europe and the United States. However, marriage lasted only a year. Several years later, both of them were dead. Yesenin took his own life in St. Petersburg, and a couple of years later, in France, Isadora's long silk scarf got caught in the wheels of her car she was in and broke her neck. I would expect that all that and more will be the subject of the stage performance, starring Natalia Osipova, the principal dancer of London's Royal Ballet. Now, my friends, if you, like me, love dance and art, be sure to visit Blum & Poor Gallery in Culver City. I hadn't heard of Wendell Dayton, the Los Angeles-based sculptor, until seeing his solo exhibition spanning 6 decades of his career. Until now, he has had neither museum or gallery solo exhibitions, which comes as a surprise considering the originality and dramatic movement and gesture expressed in his small and large-scale stainless steel sculptures. In Dayton's art, one can see and hear the echo of David Smith, Alexander Calder, and John Chamberlain. But what is most impressive is that Dayton found his voice and style early on. Yet, despite a 60-year-long career, his works avoid repetitiveness and continue to come across as edgy and eye-catching. I had the good luck to meet the artist and talk to him about masculinity and femininity in his work. I told him that looking at his sculptures with their aggressive and lyrical gestures made me think about dancing. "Oh yes," he responded, "I do love dance performances." Then, learning about my Russian background, he said, "I've seen and enjoyed performances by Rudolf Nureyev and Mikhail Baryshnikov." Yes, American steel sculptures influenced by Russian dancing. How about that? So, here we have it. Isadora dancing on the stage for 3 days, this weekend only, and Wendell Dayton's stainless steel sculptures dancing at Blum & Poor until August 18th. It's been Edward Goldman with Art Talk on KCRW.